From the studios of WICR at the University of Indianapolis, I'm Richard Brendan, and this is Journey's Fire. On today's program, I'm going to be featuring a new meditation CD called Healing Thoughts. You know, from vision to reality, producing this CD, I was the producer and also the narrator for this CD, and ideally it was for hospice patients and their families that I was serving, especially during COVID when nobody could visit them. Then I discovered there's a lot of people under stress, just because of our times, I think. So I had a vision of creating this CD, and it's truly been a labor of love. I'm deeply grateful for the generosity of two-time Grammy Award winner and multi-platinum selling composer Peter Cater and Trish Bowden, president of four-time Grammy Award nominated Mysterium Music, for allowing Peter's inspiring music to be used along with spoken word. Also, kudos to graphic designer Laren Markle at American Seniors, and a special thanks to WICR production director Kylan Talley for artfully weaving it all together. My hope is that this Healing Thoughts project can help assist in the emotional and spiritual healing, not only for current and future hospice patients and their loved ones, but also just anybody who has a need for that. You know, I love it when great artists share their talents with those in deep need and suffering. So once again, huge gratitude to Peter Cater. You know, the great teacher Andre Nguyen said, "Be present to each other and experience in the depths the gift of life. To care means being where the suffering is. It's a way of living together so the mystery of life is revealed." So here now is Healing Thoughts. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I may not know what the future holds for me, yet I do know that good waits for me in the unknown. God is there. Wherever I go, God's Spirit is within me and goes before me. Becoming quiet, I allow myself to experience the loving presence of God with every fiber of my being, knowing that God will never forsake me. I am relieved of fear and anxiety. God is powerful enough to have created the sun, the moon, and the stars, and to have sent mighty rivers surging across the ground to forge immense canyons. Yet God is gentle enough to have created the delicate petals of a fragile flower. God created me, and being a part of God's majesty greatly blesses me. God, much of my life may have been a search for meaning and purpose. However, now I know that my search was not about me. It was for you. I know because I find the peace I long for during my quiet talks with you. When I think about how much you love me, I feel your spirit stirring within me. Yet I understand that your presence is beyond shape and form because you are everywhere. I've grown wiser and learned from my experiences. I have discovered that my journey is not about finding you, for you have been with me all the time. Dear God, you are here with me now, and I know what a blessing it is to have true peace of mind. Within the innermost part of my being, there is a sacred place where no outer turmoil can intrude, where no feelings of doubt or failure can reside. Here, within my soul, is the peace of God. The peace of God surpasses all understanding and misunderstanding. It's a sacred assurance that gently erases concern and brings comfort to my soul. Like the cool, tranquil waters of a mountain stream, divine peace refreshes me. There's a peace within me that I can draw upon at all times because God's Spirit is within me. Living in God's presence, I am serene. I understand what a blessing it is to give expression to the peace of God now and always. Do I see myself as limited in some way? I may think of myself as being less than I should be. What a revelation I experience when I understand that God sees me as I was created to be, whole in every way, unbound by events or circumstances. God loves me the way I am. For I am God's beloved child. Though I change from day to day, my Creator's love for me never changes, nor is it withheld. I feel God's loving assuring me that I am never lost or alone. Even in the darkest of moments, God is with me. Turning my attention to God, I feel at peace, for I am in the presence of pure love. God, my greatest supporter, has absolute faith in me, even if I seem to have none in myself. I soar to new heights on the wings of God's love. I've turned to others in times of need, seeking the help and support I cannot seem to find in myself. I'm grateful for friends and loved ones, of course, but only God will give me strength to surmount all difficulties. God's sustaining grace is powerful enough to transform feelings of weakness, loss, or loneliness into feelings of peace, strength, and serenity. God is in the midst of me, a wise and loving friend. Wherever I am, my friend God is there. Wherever I go, my friend goes with me. God's love sustains me through every experience. I am able to meet life with faith and courage. Dear God, I know that no matter what my loved ones and I are going through now, or what we may face in the future, you are our life and hope. Your spirit within us is eternal life, and your love unites us forever. We can never be separated from you or from each other, for we are forever one in spirit. No challenge or separation can break the spiritual bond between us. Life is eternal. So I know that my loved ones and I have been, are, and always will be enfolded in your love and care. Thank you, God, for life, for my loved ones, and for your spirit within us. God, I may have thought that following divine guidance left little for me to do. But now I know that the opposite is true. It calls on me to make a commitment to follow you. This is a commitment I renew each day to keep it strong and constant. God, I entrust myself and all that is in the past, in the present, and in the future to you. I know that by living this commitment each day, I will discover greater understanding of you, of myself, and of others. Wherever you guide me, I will follow. Thank you, God, for your way is the way of peace, love, and life. Healing is about so much more than the physical condition. It's also an ongoing renewal of my thoughts. So I keep my beliefs about myself and the way I want to live positive. Such a life-affirming attitude is in tune with my eternal and ageless spiritual nature. Whatever my expression of healing may be, healing of mind or body, it springs forth from God's Spirit within me. My thoughts affirm the truth about me. I am an eternal and ageless spiritual being. Holding on to an image of wholeness may be difficult, yet I know that the physical body is a home for the eternal spiritual being that I am. Such an understanding blesses me spiritually and physically. God, whenever I feel confused or frightened, you reassure me with the stirring of your spirit within my soul. Then your presence surrounds me with a renewed sense of security. With that sacred stirring, dear God, my soul awakens to you and longs to know more of you. I feel your glory flowing through me as life and energy. God, with you guiding me, I am renewed in purpose. My purpose is to live in your light and be an instrument through which your life flows. Each day is a new day in which I'm aware of and commune with you. I feel the sacred stirring of your spirit within my soul as the assurance of your presence. God loves me with an everlasting love. Lingering in the warm glow of such unconditional love, I am nourished and encouraged to be loving. God's love radiates from within me, pouring forth from my heart and soul. Divine love does a mighty work through me. I'm the loving person God created me to be. I am God's love and expression as I give my time and undivided attention to others. Sometimes a simple smile or hug I give is more meaningful than even my most carefully chosen words. With all of my heart and soul, I share God's love with others. I do this as I remember to act in kind and loving ways toward all people.
Thank you.
is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. So surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Sweet Spirit, at the very core of my being, I feel your loving presence. Like a gentle breeze on a warm summer day, your tender touch comforts and soothes me. In the quiet of prayer with you, I explore the recesses of my soul and bring any feeling of sorrow or despair into the light of your presence. Here I release all burdens. I let go of hurts. I let go of worries. I let go of any feeling that would keep me from experiencing your love. As I let go of concerns, your love rushes in to comfort me, assuring me that you care. In your loving presence, God, I am filled with a peace that is beyond compare. Thank you for the comfort of your tender touch. Some days I may be better at coping with physical and emotional challenges than other days. Yet there may be days when I feel as if I'm at the end of my patience and drained of energy. Whenever I'm feeling sad or frustrated, I know what will restore my hope and energy. I call on God for comfort and strength. My faith is in God. Because I hold on to my faith, I will not give up hope or give in to fear. I believe in the divine timing of a divine plan. In the next few moments, blessings might appear that I had not even considered. Immersed in prayer, I feel the assurance of God's presence and reassurance the divine plan is unfolding. During difficult times, I hear God say, "Lean on me, for I care about you. Let my strength support you. My love carry you. I'm here for you. Lean on me and I'll help you through any pain. I'll be your eyes when you feel you have to turn away. I'll be your ears when you can't bear to hear what has to be said. I'll be your heart, always filled with courage and hope. Lean on me and trust in me. You know I'll be there for you through thick and thin, in the best of times and in the most challenging of times. I am your rock, your fortress, your everything. Lean on me and discover complete serenity. You are my child, and I will never forsake you." The greatest boost to my own peace of mind comes as I release all problems and concerns to God. With one simple thought, "I trust you, God," I open my life to divine solutions. Then the power of God flows through my words and actions and out into every situation. "I trust you, God." When I consider all the magnificence God has created and has allowed me to be a part of, I am filled with reverence. I give thanks for the divine order in life. "I trust you, God." By daily affirming these words, I remind myself to release all past or present concerns. Trusting God, I invite the Holy Spirit to move in my life. I no longer feel an urgency about any situation, for my trust in God has soothed my heart and mind. I think about those precious people who go about helping me quietly. They give a gentle touch, have intuitive understanding of my needs, and express compassion without fanfare or effort. Surely it is love, love for God and for humankind, that inspires them to be caregivers. They see me as the special individual creation of God that I really am. They see my body as the visible form that holds invisible spirit. If I'm a caregiver myself, I know that I too am giving from the love of God within. The love I give to others flows first through me to strengthen and inspire me. I enfold all caregivers in my prayers and give thanks for the gift of love. What better gift could I give than the very love out of which I was created? Even in the midst of noise and clamor, there is a quiet place that I can retreat to, a place where concerns are left behind and I am totally aware of being in the presence of God. This quiet place is nearer than the air I breathe, for it is within my soul. Turning within, I feel the peace of God surrounding me in a warm embrace. Enfolded in peace, I experience how it feels to have every nerve soothed and my mind swept clean of confusion. Once again, I'm focused on the presence of God, my source of life and living. No person or circumstance can disrupt the peace I feel in the quiet with God. I return from this sanctuary of peace renewed, refreshed, and revitalized. Which brings greater healing to a troubled soul? Giving or receiving forgiveness? Whether or not I receive the words of forgiveness I long to hear, I can always give forgiveness to myself and others. The very act of forgiving cleanses away irritating thoughts and begins a soothing, healing activity. As I remain willing to give and receive forgiveness, the days seem brighter. My relationships are enhanced by the love and harmony conveyed in forgiveness. As I step forward to forgive, I may even find that others are willing to meet me halfway. We're drawn together by our willingness to forgive. Such cooperation enhances my already stable relationships and restores the ones that need to be healed. I have learned not to give up when a door closes in my life, because I know that God is opening a window to new opportunities. So if I come to what seems like the end of a relationship or way of life, I trust God and let go of all anxiety about such a change. Then I let God open the way to the new blessings that are in store for me. As I let go, God shows me the way. God gives me strength and courage to take the first step in a new direction, or to go back one step if that's necessary. As I let go and let God, I release fears and concerns about the future. God is in charge, and I know that God is guiding me to the place where I will find the greatest peace and fulfillment. There is a great strength in tenderness. It's amazing, for instance, how a tender sapling survives a hard wind by being flexible and by moving with the wind instead of resisting it. So I know that when I feel the winds of challenge and change rushing at me, I can remain flexible by using the wisdom God has given me. I don't waste my energy and time trying to control circumstances or people. I know that God gives me the understanding which enables me to overcome challenges. I am a creation of God, living in a world created by God. Because I'm flexible, I know I can be tender and strong, resilient and grounded, and praise God, I am. Life is not always easy, but God is always with me to help me along the way. Although I probably don't remember details, I think back to what it must have been like as a toddler learning how to walk. I probably felt some fear, yet I let go of my parents' hand in order to experience the freedom of moving about on my own. The Spirit of God was inspiring me on. As an adult, I know that letting go of a child, a spouse, or a parent is never easy. When a separation comes, I may feel a tug on the vital connection that has kept us close. If the separation is more than temporary, I may feel as if it's the hardest thing I've ever done. But this I know. God is always with us. My loved ones and I will never go through anything without the love and comfort of our Creator. Some of the blessings that make life so sweet are the special people who share my good times and brighten my days. It is often these people who cheer me on when my own enthusiasm seems to wane. It is to these people, the ones who give comfort and support, often without being asked, that I express my heartfelt thanks. I love them and appreciate all they have done to make my life happier and more complete. The sweet memories of these individuals will continue to bless me. Whether they are still an active part of my life or they have gone on to continue their individual journeys, they hold a special place in my heart. I remember our times together, and I include these loved ones in my prayer. What can I say to people who are having a hard time? Do I say anything to them other than to offer an encouraging word? Perhaps the answer lies in my own faith in God. Faith that God is guiding them, and that the right outworking is even now coming about. Whether I am conscious of it or not, God's will is actively at work in my life and in the lives of others. As we each recognize this truth and work with God rather than worry about what might happen, we will find that our lives are so much smoother. So I know for myself and others that we are eternal beings united in spirit and strength. God offers each of us comfort and strength. And because God is with us, each day is brighter than the day before. God, the second I realize I'm letting myself be drawn into any disorder around me, I know to become quiet. Then I give my full attention to you. Out of my quiet time, a realization of calm rises within me. The people, noise, and confusion that seemed right in my face have retreated. I feel such relief that I breathe easier. I begin to relax, and I feel the tension in my arms and shoulders melt. Fully conscious of you, I recognize that your order is continually supporting me. My responsibility is to be aware of the order that is here and to flow with it. What a wonderful surrender this is. I'm giving up worry and stress and allowing myself to be immersed in your order and peace. And that's today's program. I want to thank you for joining me. All shows are podcast on my site, richardbrendan.com. And if you'd like more information on Healing Thoughts CD, you can reach me through that website. And so for engineer Genesis Brown and production coordinator Angel Richardson, I'm Richard Brendan. You've been listening to Journey's Fire. We're bringing love to life, one broadcast at a time.